Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Judy Ness from Carpe Depot. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, Scott. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. I've got to tell you, the view you have from your windows is just breathtaking. We're here on the corner of Argonne Road and Kings Highway, right by the new roundabout. And you have a history with this building. Tell us about your history with this building.
We do. So I purchased the building in 93-94, and it was the old Herald Print Press. And prior to that, it was the train depot.
Now, see, I never put two and two together that Carpe Depot and that this was an actual train depot back in the day.
Yep, and that's how we came up with our name.
That's a great name, yeah.
So, and a lot of people don't realize that.
I lived here my whole life, and I didn't know that till earlier this week.
And so this building, it has been just a blessing to us to have for our family. It's very sentimental. We were able to bring home our three boys to an apartment that we had upstairs.
Oh, so you actually lived here.
And we did. Yep. Oh. As we were developing Carpe Depot interiors, we had our three sons in the apartment, and we were able to develop the business and grow from that.
Oh, wow.
And so it was very, very special to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be to have, it reminds me of the old days, like, when the shopkeeper always lived above the store and things like that. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And to just have the views of this location, day in, day out, having the views of the lake and the sunsets in the evening is just, it's just breathtaking to experience that. And you
right.
have to experience it. It's not something that you can describe.
Oh, I don't use that lightly, that it's breathtaking. Gosh, when I walk in and I just glance out your windows towards Winona Lake, it's just, especially when it's late in the evening, the sunset, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the best views in the whole county.
Yep. Yep. So I've been a little spoiled in this location.
Uh-huh.
And excited to be able to share it with a lot more folks coming into mm-hmm. the building mm-hmm. and looking forward to all that the future has here for us.
Now, Judy, you mentioned just now sharing your building space here, that you've been here for such a long time. What do you have in mind?
Well, Scott, we have multiple businesses coming in under one roof here at Winona Life. We are all locally and small family owned businesses. We are a community. We are calling the building Winona Life.
Winona Life, I like that.
And our vision is that everybody that comes into the building, whether a vendor or a client, that everyone will feel the same vibe
mm-hmm.
from all the local businesses.
Right.
Scott, thank you for having me. And I would also like to thank, there's so many people that I would like to thank for pulling this project together. And first of all, hopefully I don't get emotional this,
but that's okay.
For my husband and for my boys, for always being there, for working hard to pull this together, and for making it happen.
Mm-hmm. You can tell it's a labor of love, that's for sure.
For Anne, for being there each and every day. She would come in not knowing what we were going to do that day, and whatever it was, we would just work together to make it happen. And there are so many vendors here in the building that worked so many long hours, day in, day out, just whatever it took. And my phase through this entire project was, make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we did in a very short time. And then last but not least, the community for supporting us and for sharing the excitement that we are all feeling within this building. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, well, you sure can feel the excitement, and you can just feel the passion and the love that's gone into this. Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, Scott, so much.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today I am proud to be with Rob Parker, president of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks, Scott. So glad to be here.
There's an event coming up called the National Civics Bee.
Yep.
I don't know a whole lot about this, but it sounds awesome event coming up.
The Chamber's really wants to be engaged in civics and mm-hmm. bringing back a conversation about how to do government better. Mm-hmm. And we thought the best way to start is with the middle school ages. So 6th, 7th, and 8th graders can apply for this Civics Bee. All you need to do is go to the Chamber of Commerce, Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. Go to our website. Mm-hmm. There's a link there. And if you're in the 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, you can apply by filling out an essay. And some of the questions might be, identifying a problem facing your community. How might a citizen solve that problem? Write a 500-word essay that includes the following. It has mm-hmm. the details. So it's a way for kids to think about how to better their community at a younger age.
Oh, yeah. I bet you get some fantastic answers, too.
I'm hoping. This is our first year, so I haven't seen any yet.
Now, this is open to any child in Kosciuszko County.
Nope. It's much bigger than Kosciuszko.
Much bigger, okay.
The whole state and actually beyond our state. If somebody wants to come to Kosciuszko, they can.
Okay.
I believe there are 8 chambers that are participating in this Civics Bee this year in the state of Indiana, and I know there are other states that are doing it as well. Any middle school age student, or for Warsaw, 6th graders are elementary age, but they can submit the essay, and if they win, there's prize money. There's prize money here locally. We're going to give $500 to the top prize winner, a minimum $500, $250, and $100 for second and third.
Okay.
If it goes to the state, those prizes are doubled. And then from there, the state winners go on to a national level. And for who wins that at the state level, there is a stipend for parents to a parent to travel with their student to participate in this awesome contest.
That's amazing. So when is the deadline to get this essay in?
You got 28 days left.
28 days.
So what is today? Today's
the 12th.
The 12th. So this is probably going to air sometime on the 16th and mm-hmm. 17th.
16th, 17th, yeah.
So, you're getting down to 20 days, mm-hmm. A little bit more than that. But so go to Kosciuszko Chamber, look for Civics Bee, click on the link, and submit your essay.
Okay, and this is open to like homeschoolers as well?
Anybody in that age group. It's so cool. So you write an essay, there will be judges who will judge the essay, and then the top 20 essays will mm-hmm. be invited to attend a live event on April 9th at the Warsaw Community High School in the Performing Arts Center. That will start at 5:30. If you submit an essay, please make sure that you block out
yes.
April 9th. Because if you submit one and we pick you as the top 20, we want to make sure you're here and compete for the top prize.
Sure. Now, Rob, do you still need, I heard that you need judges. Do you still need judges?
I think we're getting close to that. But yes, that if you would like to be a judge, either at the live event or the online survey, please reach out to me, mm-hmm. rparker@kchamber.com. Mm-hmm. That's rparker@kchamber.com. I'd love to have judges. So just check with me as soon as you can.
Okay. Thank you for all you do for our community. I don't think people understand just how many board of directors you're on, how many things. You're not only the president of, and CEO of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, but also Main Street Warsaw. And just thank you for all your service you do to our community. It's a lot of it's unseen.
Scott, I'm just very proud to live in this community, and it's an honor to do what I do.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Melissa Ladega from Lakeville Apartments. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Scott.
For those people that don't know, let's talk about Lake Villa Apartments.
So we're located over here by Edgewood Middle School, right off of Union. Mm-hmm. It's a great place. It's right next to downtown, but then also kind of tucked away, so there's not too much traffic running through here. We have a great community. We have 144 apartments here all together.
Wow.
Yes, and we offer two-bedroom, one-bath apartments, two-bedroom, two-bath apartments, and three-bedroom, two-bath apartments. We currently do have a special going on. If you sign a 13-month lease, you can either get 1 month rent-free,
right,
or you can get it at a discounted rate. So for my two-bedroom, one-bath, that would be the $940 a month, which is a great deal.
Oh, $940 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For my two-bedroom, two-baths, it'd be at $990 a month. And my three-bedrooms, two-baths, it is $1,100 a month. So I think it's a pretty good deal, you know, if you need to get out, especially around the holidays. You need some space from the family.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's a great location.
It is. Yeah, it's a great place to live. And we also have different amenities here. We have a 24-hour fitness center that you can, you know, you work out in the middle of the night if you wanted to.
You've got a full facility with free weights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little place. I have a lot of people that enjoy using it. And I mean, it's a great thing to have, especially because it comes with the apartments. And we also have a swimming pool here that's open in the summertime.
Wow.
So that's really nice. It has a lot of foot traffic and, you know, it's just a really nice place to cool off, especially with our 90-degree weather that we had this last year. It was definitely busy. And then we have picnic areas throughout the apartment with charcoal grills.
Well, sounds awesome. Now, are you pet friendly at all? Or
we are. Yes, we accept two pets per apartment, and they would both have to be under 30 pounds.
Under 30 pounds. Yes. Okay. What else can you tell us about Lakeville Apartments? What?
We also have some garage offers. We have some garages that you can, you know, park your car or use for storage. Throughout the property. So that's really nice.
Now, how much extra other garage space is that?
So I have some that have a key entrance where you use a key to get in, and those are $85 a month.
Okay.
And then we also have some with the remote openers, and that's $95 a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and then so my special is for a 13-month lease, but I also generally offer either like a 1-year lease, or I also do short-term leases for 6 months here.
Okay, so somebody was just in, like a consultant or something, can they don't plan on being in town for a while.
Yes, and I also usually during the summer this is really beneficial, but for my co-ops and interns, I have a 3-month lease option as well.
Wow.
So, you know, for people coming in for Zimmer or different companies like that, you know, it's really nice to have that.
Right.
Not kind of be locked into a lease for too long.
Wow. That's fantastic. How do we get in touch with you?
Okay, so you can either call my office here. My phone number is 574-371-2144. Or you can go on to our website. It stands for Property Management and Maintenance Indiana.com. So it's www.pmandmindiana.com. So you can go online there. You can do a virtual tour of my apartments, and then you can also fill out applications there.
Okay. What are your office hours if, say, someone wanted to come here and tour your facility?
My office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, if that doesn't work out, I do live here on the property. So if someone needed after hours or weekends, I would be more than happy to be flexible and kind of work with their schedule for that.
Right. Well, I love everything about this. I love the fitness center, love the pool, love the grills, love the pets. I love that you're kind of down here a few blocks away from Washington Elementary, a few blocks away from Edgewood Middle School, back way to Warsaw High School. Yeah, you wouldn't even have to have a car hardly here.
No, and since we're close to all those schools, we do have a lot of families here. So it's a very safe, very kid-friendly area as well. You know, you have a lot of people who, you know, would prefer to walk to school rather than drive because it's just so close.
Sure.
On those beautiful days in the summertime. I don't know about, you know, wintertime, but definitely in the summertime you get
a lot. Now when I was a kid, we walked 20 miles to school each way, uphill.
I hear you. But times are different now, Scott.
No, you really could hear. Plus, you could avoid that huge, huge parent pickup line that we see at school.
Oh, yes, that is for sure.
Well, it's very nice visiting with you.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you can't remember Melissa's phone number or anything, please give us a call at the Kosciuszko Chamber and we will get you hooked up with Melissa. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.